Do you ever feel like you're pushing a boulder up a hill as you move toward the big goals you're trying to achieve? Well, what if the secret to ease and success was just one powerful shift in perspective? That's what I want to share with you today. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kim, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Winning. Uriel Kim, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. And today, I want to talk with you about a really, really important reminder. This is the time of year where people are setting goals and all this kind of stuff. And a couple of weeks ago, we did a training, a 2024 planning session with our clients. And one of the questions I asked them, we gave them this really cool packet to work through, and we did a live Zoom session with hundreds of people. It was awesome. And so one of the exercises I had them do was called the Clarity Compass. And so part of that was, what is it that you want? Like, what do you want this year? What do you want to experience? What do you want to do? What do you want to learn? All the what's, okay? And then right beside that was, why is that a must for you? Or why is that so important to you? And that's what I want to unpack in today's video. Because the reason is this. The stronger the why, the easier the how, okay? So if you've ever been in a situation where you're like, oh my God, like, when is this going to get easier? Do I really want to keep doing this? Like, you're in the dip, and I'll talk about that in a second, and you're hitting your head against the wall and you want to give up. That's what I'm talking about here. The reason most of us don't achieve our goals is because we don't have a good enough reason for achieving them. I've talked about this in many other videos. The number one reason we don't hit our goals is because they're nice to haves. They're not must haves. So what I want to unpack today is really understanding how a strong why simplifies your how. It simplifies how you're going to get there. Because when you have, Jim Rohn once talked about, it was something along the lines of like, reasons come first, like something along those lines. Basically, what he was talking about is when you have a lot of reasons for wanting to achieve something, it's much more likely that you'll achieve it. But if you have no reasons for wanting something, don't be surprised if you don't achieve. So I've worked with a lot of people, right? I've been at this for 20 years, 13, 14 of those years in the health and fitness space, the last 7 more in the business-to-business space. And I see it all the time, right? Oh, like, I really want to change. Like, I definitely want this outcome. And then it comes down to the investment. It's like, well, you know, it's a little bit out of my price range. Really? Like, $1,500 is a little bit too expensive? You don't want it badly enough, right? I understand that it's not cheap, but you just don't want it badly enough. Because remember, that iPhone you just bought is also $1,500. What I want to get across to you in this video is 3 things. I'm going to share a story with you, actually. So first thing is, the stronger the why, the easier the how. Did you know that Tom Brady, who is arguably the most decorated football quarterback of all time, he won 7 Super Bowls and many MVP trophies. Like, he was the most, he won more than any player in NFL history. Okay, so arguably the best NFL player, period. But he, when he first was drafted into the NFL in 2000, he was drafted 199th in the draft. Not first, not second, not 10th. 199. Okay. So how do you go from that to becoming arguably the most successful decorated NFL player ever? Well, maybe he had a very, very strong why. He had a very strong why to become the best, the greatest, not one of the, but the greatest quarterback of all time. And this led him to doing whatever was required, showing up first to practice, leaving latest, studying harder, working on his own, doing more than other people did, because I think it's Avis, the car rental company, their tagline is, we're second, so we try harder, right? It's that idea. Like, he was drafted 199th in 2000, and now he wants to show the world that was a big mistake. He wanted to show the world that he would become the best. So when you have a strong why, like Tom did, you'll go to any extent to make it happen, right? And I'm sure there's so many things about his personal life that none of us have any clue about. The sacrifices he made, the things he had to do that were above and beyond what everyone else would do. Kobe Bryant, right? Same idea. I don't know what his why was, but to train twice a day when the rest of the team is training once, you have to have a big reason why for wanting to do that. When I played soccer professionally, I retired when I was 24. And people were like, why did you retire when you're 24? And if I'm being very honest, the reason is because I just didn't want it badly enough. I didn't want to keep doing that. Like, it's like, if I'm being very honest with you, that was the reason. But from the age of 10 until 20, when I started playing pro, all I wanted to do was play pro. That's all I wanted to do. So I trained every single day. And when I say train, I mean, I had a ball with me all the time. I'd play outside, play in the snow, play inside in the basement at the soccer field in the summer. I'd give up jobs to go to tournaments. I'd give up family trips to stay at home to play a game. I made a lot of sacrifices and put in a lot of effort because I was committed to that. Why? What was the reason why behind that? If that was the what, right? How I was going to go about doing that was, you know, putting in all the training and so forth. What was the motivation behind all that? I think it's a very similar motivation to me now. I just want to be the best at whatever I do. Like, not in like my neck of the woods. I want to be the best in the world. That's it. And that's, you know, that's part of my makeup, right? It's just, it's part of my wiring. And, you know, you look at players like Tom Brady, and listen, I'm not comparing myself to Tom Brady, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for anyone who plays at the highest level of anything. Novak Djokovic, greatest tennis player of all time, no arguments. He's won the most trophies, the most prize money. He's still playing. I think he's like 37 years old right now, and he's still crushing. He's still winning all the majors. Okay? Why? And this is what people don't understand. People say like, well, why does he keep playing? He has all the money in the world. No, no, no. You don't understand how winners think. It's not about the money. He could have retired financially 10 years ago. Winners are obsessed with winning and getting better and pushing boundaries and becoming the best they can possibly be. I don't care if Novak Djokovic wins another $1 billion in prize money, wins the US Open, first $3 million check. Nothing. I mean, like, yeah, I'm sure he's very grateful for it, but I promise you, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. For the greatest of the greats, they want to set records. They want to be the best of the best of the best. And because that's part of their why, that's how they see themselves in the world. And so when you think about all the hardships that we have to endure, all this shit that we have to go through, you got to connect to the reasons you started in the first place. And that leads me to the second point, is getting through the dip. So the dip, there's actually a really good book by Seth Godin called The Dip, where he talks about this, thinking about it like this. Business is kind of an up and down roller coaster. You get to a moment where it's like, oh shit, and you're at the bottom, right? And what most people do at the dip is they quit, and then they start something else, and they go back to zero and start all over again. And then they get back into the dip and they're like, oh, it's hard, I'm going to quit and do something else. So they keep repeating that cycle. But what winners do is when they get in the dip, they're like, I'm going to figure this out, and they keep going. And that's eventually how they achieve success. It's a good book. I talk about this with our clients all the time because I tell you, every single one of our clients, I tell them, guys, every single one of you are going to be in the dip. Maybe some of you are there right now. Guess what? You're going to keep going because we don't work with people who give up. Okay? I don't want to see the, you can cry all you want. You can, it doesn't matter. I don't fucking care. You're going to keep going because you're paying us to help you get to the next level. You crying and giving up is exactly why you're here in the first place. I'm not going to tolerate that shit. Okay? All of us need someone to hold us to a higher standard than we will hold ourselves. That's what I think great coaching does. If you can't handle that, well, that's on you. So the dip. Let's go back to Tom Brady. 2008, first game of the 2008 season. He gets crushed. Takes out his Kansas City Chiefs linebacker or whatever. Takes out his left leg. Tears his MCL and his ACL. For most people, life-ending injury. Sorry, career-ending injury. You're done. Like, you're never playing again. So again, the rest of the season is a write-off. But not only the season, now they're like, is he ever going to come back from this? Like, that's the type of injury, like, mentally, can you imagine, like, you get through this, and then mentally, every single time a defensive player comes at you, you're thinking, this guy going to crush my knees again. There's a lot of, like, mindset negative, like, a lot of fear there, right? I remember when I broke my leg when I was 15, played soccer, I was, for a while, somewhat scared about that happening again. I had to do the work to kind of get through that. So just imagine this, okay, at the highest level. So again, serious setback, he's in the dip. Like, what if you've ever experienced an injury from doing the thing you love to do? It's like if my fingers and my mouth, let's say I couldn't speak and I couldn't type, so I had no way of communicating with the world, I would be in the dip, right? There'd be a lot of internal, like, what the fuck is going on here? So what does he do? Demonstrates resilience, demonstrates commitment to his why, undergoes surgery, commits to an intense recovery program, puts in the work, and he bounces back. Okay, so 2009 comes back, starts playing again, and then he goes on to win 7 Super Bowls, right? And the thing I want you to remember is no one who achieves anything great avoids the dip. Every single person you look up to, you admire, you think is successful, they've been in the dip, and they've been in so many dips. There's micro dips, there's major dips, every single one of us. Quick little break in the show for you. Are you in our Healthpreneur Hub Facebook group? If not, I want to hook you up. I share some amazing resources in there, including free reports, videos, trainings, obviously more connection to me. And we have thousands of other health professionals and coaches who are in that group actively seeking to grow their business online. If you'd like to join us, let me hook you up with a link. It's healthpreneurgroup.com healthfrontiergroup.com/hub. That's /HUB. Once again, that's healthfrontiergroup.com/hub. Go there now, join the group. And when you're in there, just drop me a little note to welcome yourself. Let us know what you're up to. And I look forward to seeing you inside, connecting with you a little more personally. And once again, that's healthpartnergroup.com/hub. Now let's get back to the show. You've been in the dips as well, and they will continue until you die. So just welcome them. Here's the thing is, the more you've been in the dip, the more you have confidence to get through the dip. So I've been in business for 20 years. When people are like, oh, like, you know, business is tough. The economy is hard. People don't have money. I'm like, man, that sucks. That's a really shitty mindset to have, because I've been in business for 20 years, been through COVID, our business tripled. I've been through two recessions. Businesses were fine. I've been through moments where I was in really bad financial situations, still made it happen. What I'm trying to get at is winners always find a way to win, right? And a lot of the people who struggle in business and life, they blame things outside of themselves. Oh, the economy is going to shit. I don't fucking care. When has the economy ever affected my business? Never. Now, obviously, there's macro influences. Like if the economy really went to shit, sure, that's going to make some impact. But even politically, guess what? I've lived for 43 years now, and it doesn't matter who's been in power. My life hasn't changed. Now, I will share, during COVID with Trudeau, that's the one time in my life where I was like, man, this guy's a real dictator. And that was the one moment in my life where I'm like, you know, like, but here's the funny thing is that it didn't impact. I didn't like let that wear me down. I didn't let that affect my business. I was just lividly pissed for a short moment of time, because I'm still amazed that he's in power, to be honest. It's crooked. But nonetheless, we're good, right? And this is why I'm saying, like, no matter what is happening around you, it's what's happening within you that makes all the difference. Because the dip is life's way of challenging you. It's life's way of seeing if you really do have enough reasons why you want to continue. Because when the dip happens to most people, they're like, ah, it's not that important. And for some people, the dip is as simple as my muscles feel sore after the first workout I ever did. That's the dip. And they're like, I don't like this feeling. I'm going to stop. Cool. Great. Don't say you actually want to change then. Okay. Because if you're going to let that little dip, which is momentary, affect you from achieving what it is you say you want, then you don't really want what it is you say you want. So please zip it and stop talking. I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who go through seemingly really bad situations to do whatever it takes to get where they want to go. And that's why I'm so fascinated by athletes who are at the highest level, like Djokovic, you know, growing up in war-torn Serbia, you know, being buried under rubble with missiles flying over his head as a kid, to go from that to becoming who he is now is phenomenal. And I would venture to say that it's because of that that has allowed him to become who he is. But at the same time, just think of the millions potentially of other Serbians who went the opposite direction. They may have used that to blame the world, to blame whatever they wanted to blame. And maybe they lived a life of alcoholism to escape, you know, their past. Because it goes both ways. And I'm hoping you're getting it from these videos that it's always our choice. It's always our fault. It's no one else's fault. Right? Whenever you don't have what it is you want in life, you look in the mirror. Whatever it is you have what you want in life, you can also look in the mirror, but also acknowledge other people you've supported who have supported you along the way. You know, a lot of my friends from way back in the day who I don't really hang out with that much anymore for reasons that we're on the same page. Like I've grown, they've stayed the same kind of thing. It's not that I'm better. They're like, nothing like that. I remember years ago, one of them said like, oh, you're so lucky. You're so lucky for the life you've created. I'm like, dude, like, sure, I'll take a bit of luck here and there. But I was very purposeful and intentional with my decision to do what I'm doing. I made a decision. That's it. I said, I don't like this. I want this. I understand it's going to be tough. I understand I'm not going to know what the fuck I'm doing. And I'm a little bit scared, but I'm way more scared of living this life. And this is what I want to share with you. And I've shared this before. I want you to really pay attention to this. If your current situation isn't more painful than the perceived pain of change, you're never changing. It's not happening. And that's okay. Just don't say you want to change. Fair enough? So I want you to really reflect on this and ask yourself, if you look at your business, are you in the same position that you were last year? If the answer is yes, ask yourself why. What are you afraid of doing? What are you afraid of investing in? What are you afraid of taking to the next level? And it's okay, like, if you're not where you want to be. But what I'm saying is, don't say you want to be somewhere if you're not willing to do what it takes to get there. It drives me crazy, and hopefully it drives you crazy too. Our business doubled in the last 12 months, and it's going to triple in the next 12 months. That's a fact. That's going to happen. And I understand that it's not going to get there with me being who I am at the moment. I understand I have to be different in order to get different results. I'm not delusional enough to say, well, we'll just, everything's great. Everything's not great. When I look at last year, I recount the fact that we hired and then fairly quickly fired 5 people. So I look at myself and I'm like, what am I not doing properly in the hiring process that's allowing that to happen? And we have a very, very rigorous hiring process. Yet we hired people after weeks of going through the process and then very quickly realizing they weren't a good fit. I'm like, what, me? Not them, they're bad. No, they're fine. Where did I mess up? And until I fix that, we don't fix that. So I'm saying wherever your improvement areas lie, just be very honest about that. And then you've got 2 choices. Do I want to change that? Or am I okay with where I'm at? And if you want to change it, it's usually because you have a big intention. You have a big goal. If you don't want to change it, it's usually because you're happy where you are. This is why I'm not a fan of setting small goals. There's no juice. There's no tension to want to resolve. The bigger the intention, the more tension there is. It's like an elastic band being pulled. It just wants to snap back. Path of least resistance is to go from here to here as fast as possible. But if you have a very small intention, there's no tension. It's like a flaccid rubber band. Doesn't matter, right? I want to challenge you to think bigger. When I talk to people on IG and the DMs, like, where do you want to be with your business? I want to be making 5K a month. Sure, did you miss a zero on that? Why do you only want to make 5K? Well, it's all I believe I can make. Fair enough. My goal as a coach is to challenge you guys. No one benefits from you making 5K a month. That's a good transient pit stop. Don't set your sights there. The bigger your goal, the more it's going to scare you. And if you can't handle that, maybe you shouldn't be in business. Because here's the thing is, if you set a goal, as an example, from 5K to 50K a month, you just put a zero at the end, naturally you're like, there's no way I could do that. It's true, right? It's true based on where you currently are and what you're doing. So what do? You get help. That's what we do. Otherwise, don't talk about the fact that you want that. Now, I'm not saying you have to have that. I'm just using this as an example. But let's say you set the goal for 50 and you made 25. Would that be okay? Because if you set the goal for 5 and you make 5, you're still 5 times lower than 25, okay? And just because you made 25 instead of 50 doesn't mean you're a failure. Like, I was talking with our director of marketing. We're setting some goals for the month, and they're pretty aggressive. And he's like, well, I just want to know what the ramifications are if I don't hit this. I'm like, dude, there are no ramifications. I said, listen, like, please remember that I set very ambitious goals, but I'm also kind of on planet Earth. I understand like what's possible based on where we are. And I said, just remember the number of goals that I've set for myself that have not been achieved yet. But I would much rather set bigger goals and intentions and do what we can to get closer to them than setting something very achievable that we hit month after month. I don't get excited by that. And I also want my team to realize that there are no negative ramifications for thinking bigger and failing. It's not even failing, right? If we get 50% of a bigger goal, that's better than 100% of a smaller goal potentially. So don't worry about failing. Who cares? The only time you fail is when you stop. The only time you fail is when you quit. And winners never quit, right? But that's why you have to come back to, why am I doing this, right? When you feel like quitting, remember why you started. Remember why you started. We had a wristband at our Health Burner Live events a couple years ago, and it said, I didn't come this far to only come this far. And so many of our clients just kept wearing it for like years. And it's a great reminder of, I didn't come this far to only come this far. I didn't come this far to run into this issue and just stop. I didn't come this far to have this thing stand in my way and then let that hold me back. So this is why a couple videos ago, I talked about how New Year's resolutions, I'm not a huge fan of. Don't set goals and review them once a year. Set goals, yeah, at least once a year, but review them every single day. And along with that is review why those goals and their achievement is a must for you. Connect here. And if a goal is not a must, that's okay. But find the ones that are a 10 out of 10 must and use those as the wind on your sails. Many years ago, I may have shared this with you, when I set the vision for the McLaren 570 that I wanted, I was like a friggin' dog on a bone with that thing for like 18 months. And I made it happen because it was so viscerally, like, I wanted it so badly, right? And now that I have that car, it's just like, no big deal, right? But at the time, it was like, my God, like, it was just, I was obsessed, right? And I used that as fuel to help our business move in that direction. So as a byproduct, I could get the car. So whatever it is that you want, it doesn't matter if it's a thing or an experience or growth, whatever it is, but it needs to be meaningful to you. No one else can tell you what's meaningful to you, right? And you may want the same outcome as someone else, but why it's important might be unique to you. Maybe you want more status, maybe you want more freedom, maybe you want more whatever it is. That's fine. But as long as you're connected to that and you use that as fuel for that rocket ship, that's the juice, my friend. So hopefully this is making sense, like you're catching what I'm throwing at you here. I'd love to know from you in the comments below, what from this conversation today has most resonated with you? And if you're open to sharing, what's your why? Why are you trying to grow your business? Why do you want to be more impactful in what it is you do? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Do that now. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I look forward to seeing you in our next video.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.